You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Have you heard the latest buzz in the exercise world? It's called CrossFit, and I've got one of CrossFit's all-time fiercest competitors. She's been winning CrossFit Games for years now and is named the fittest woman on earth by CrossFit Games. Please welcome Kristen Clever to the show to give us the skinny on CrossFit. Thanks so much for being here. Kristen, tell us the definition of CrossFit.
There's a lot of definitions of CrossFit. Ultimately, it's just about the best way to get yourself in shape and stay in shape for just about anything you could want to do in life.
So when you're saying
hard to summarize.
I'm sure. I think what I'd love to find out is, I know that there's special types of gyms for CrossFit gyms, and I want to know what are the specific exercises that make it different from the regular exercise routine you might be getting from a private trainer, let's say.
So what, usually when you walk into a CrossFit gym, you don't see any machines. And one of our little slogans, not CrossFit slogans, but a lot of gyms use this slogan. They say, we don't have machines, we build them. So we don't use machines, we build them. So we're creating machines out of humans. We're taking people and we're teaching them basic movements, movements that are part of your DNA, that you're designed to do, pick things up, put things down, jump, pull, push, things like this. And they tend to take on names that are a little different. CrossFit has different terminology for some of these things, thruster, wall ball. These things are things that you'll do see in a normal, like, 24-hour fitness gym, but what we use, you know, quite a lot. But the basic premise is it's human movement, and it's natural movement, and it's nothing contrived, and it tends to be full body and very little isolation, so to speak.
I gotcha. You know, I know what you're saying regarding being able to take care of our own body weight and doing natural things, like as you're saying, picking things up. I really understand that. One of the factors as we are getting older, just in general, people cannot even lift, you know, even 25% of their body weight. And what you're doing with CrossFit is that you actually can lift your entire body weight, even up an actual rope. I mean, that's one of the CrossFit exercises, isn't it? That you can
rope
climbing. I mean, that is a really, really difficult task. The reason why I know this is because I've done it before. It's super, super difficult just to get that the momentum, getting your leg wrapped around that rope and using your upper body to literally pull up together. It's almost like, you know how a caterpillar inches up, you know what I mean? A leaf? It's kind of like that. But it's so much harder, so much harder. So how did you get into CrossFit?
I found it through the internet. I was running quite a lot, quite a bit too much maybe, and I was feeling very beat up, and I thought, for a 25-year-old person, this is not right. I shouldn't feel like this. And I did a little research on the internet, and all kept coming back to better overall rounded fitness, more well-rounded fitness. And I was like, well, what is that? If you type in the question, what is fitness, into Google, one of the things that pops up is this article written by the founder of CrossFit, Greg Glassman. He wrote this years and years ago, and it was a comprehensive look at what is fitness. It look at it about three different ways, and one of those ways was looking at, you know, your biometrics, your blood markers, and, you know, all the things that you can measure from the outside. And then the other thing was, well, what can you actually do with yourself? What number of tasks and how fast could you do those things? And then the other, you know, it was, the other thing was like, well, what are the metabolic pathways and stuff like that? So it gets really sciencey and geeky, but overall what it came back to was you can actually measure your fitness, and you can repeat the tests and see over time a progression. Is your fitness getting better or is it not, based upon, you know, looking back at benchmark tests that we use a lot in CrossFit. So, I mean, it just made sense to me. It was the most geeky explanation I've ever heard of fitness, and so I immediately latched on to that. And I tried some of the workouts, and they were kind of, it seemed a little bit crazy to me, but I was totally sold. I just kept doing it, and here I are, like 8 years later, and I'm still doing it and still getting fitter.
Oh, you look awesome, and I'm fortunate enough to see you in person because you come and see Dr. Karen Liu in my office for helping you maintain your flexibility, reducing inflammation, and particularly with chiropractic and acupuncture. How has that benefited you?
Oh, man, Dr. Liu has really, really been a huge help to me over the past 2 years, I think, now that I've known her. Just recovery, as the more fitness that I do and the more competitive that I get, the harder it is to recover well. And so the more important using modalities like acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, laser, all that stuff, that the more important all that's become. Like when I first started, I didn't need any of that, but that's because I wasn't moving as nearly as much weight or working out as fast or as much or being as competitive. So in these past couple of years, it's been a real huge help. And I've heard from many of the other competitive athletes in CrossFit that go to the games also the same story. Recovery is so important. So, you know, they're going to their therapist, they're going to their acupuncturist, and they're getting their nutrition help, you know, and all of that stuff is really important for the athlete.
That totally makes sense because, you know, everyone can be across the board, have that strength, lifting a certain amount of weight, have that speed.
Sure.
But really that extra edge, what you're talking about, is you got to recover. And if you don't recover, then your next game or your next routine is just not going to be as strong and as optimal. I mean, obviously, as you're saying, you want to excel. And people that are on your team, like Dr. Liu is on your team, right?
Yeah.
And she's helping you. That's phenomenal. You know, I think about the five S's of ultimate wellness that I always talk about when it comes to fitness. And the five S's I learned from this guy from the warm, who was a runner many, many years ago, because I used to run too, Kristen. And the five S's are strength and stamina and speed, skill and spirit. And all five is super necessary. And I really think what you have, because I've watched you on a lot of these YouTube videos, you've got a ton of spirit. How do you capture that? Where does that come from?
I don't know, really. It's kind of just hard not to have spirit when doing CrossFit. It's so fun and it's so challenging. So it's really, I don't know. I think it's kind of an inherent part of CrossFit. If you're doing it, you tend to have some of this, and CrossFit in turn develops it as you go along. So I think they just go hand in hand. And you see that out of most everybody in CrossFit. I would wager pretty much every athlete that I know in CrossFit shows that same type of spirit. They might not smile as much, but they do have they have that spirit. It's there. It's an inherent part of CrossFit. I really believe that.
Yeah, yes. I see that the spirit in exercise, what you just said is really important, I think, is that you do it for yourself rather than just being the competitor. I know the CrossFit Games, you're out there to, you know, do your best, but it's also competing with other people. And I see that that big smile that you have, it really shows. And even if you're hurting, you're even smiling, Kristen. if you're hurting.
You have to. You got to keep going.
Right.
You said that, you know, fitness is you really have to do it for yourself, and that's very true. I really believe that. One of the more interesting things about CrossFit, and one of the things that the reasons why it's so popular, is because in CrossFit gyms, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're something about the camaraderie of the group of people that you're working out with. It helps you push harder, and it helps you go places that you didn't even know that you were capable of.
So I love that. All about community. That's all about community. Kristen, you're awesome. Thanks so much for being on. CrossFit.com is where you can go. Please go to my website, Dr. Suzanne, sharing natural strategies on Radio MD.